Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Proud to have this damn good dog as part of the Fan family. Time to talk college football with Max Stinchcomb. Presented by Georgia's own credit union, Anderson Power Services, AAA, and ASW Distillery.
He is Paul Feinbaum's friend. He is also our friend. He's the Georgia legend, SEC Network, ESPN, father, husband, Matt Stinchcomb, kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson News. Maker line, Stinchy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I've had such a good day that I can take early shots like this and still get up off the mat. So I appreciate that. I know what you're doing with the Paul Feinbaum reference. Y'all come first. And it was a scheduling concern from a week ago. It was something that I could not have foreseen.
It just feels like when you say we come first, but the schedule thing happened and we became second.
Yeah, but it was the more important slot.
I understand. I get that. Thank you for making me feel worse than I already did. Stinch, what do you think? 3 weeks plus, almost 4 weeks off. Does that affect anybody when we do the whole rest thing for Georgia? I'm sure it's great for guys to get healthy. But like when you're playing real well, do you want to play the next week? Or are you like grateful for this amount of time off?
I do think that when you're kind of in a groove, that it's kind of like an exaggerated version of the conversation of the bye week.
Yes.
The bye week comes, and is it good or is it bad, whatever. Now, I think this is odd. You know, we say we have a college football playoff, and eventually it'll expand and all the things. But this is different than really any other sport. There's not another sport where you play a regular season that would qualify or be a qualifying event or series of events for an eventual playoff for a championship where you stop competing for weeks at a time. There's not another sport that does that. And so it is a season unto itself. And that's never been more true than it is now with the transfer portal and, you know, early declarations for the NFL draft. You know, you don't see that much with playoff participants, although we have seen that. Obviously Ohio State, and some will say that, you know, the kid's injured and so he wouldn't have been out there at receiver, but you know, you hear conflicting reports that he could have contributed and been a part of it. But because of that, that I think is the bigger piece of it, is that there have never been more distractions than there are now. It's not NIL driven necessarily, but I think the mindset that you are extending your play at a level that is not as lucrative and could potentially hinder your ability to be drafted at a certain level. That could be a distraction. And I do think that if there are any simmering tensions, and this is not true for, I'm not saying it's specific to Georgia. This is all the teams that are out there. You know, if you got a kid that's kind of disgruntled, didn't like the way the season ended, whatever, and then you give them more idle time to think about that, next thing you know, maybe they hop in the portal. And what happens then? You know, there was a time not long ago where you were on the team that you were on, and that was kind of pretty much it. I'm not saying that was right, but it would make it far less disruptive for this bowl preparation season. It's become far more treacherous than it ever was before.
I was giving all manner of love to Malachi Starks on Monday, and I said, now here's the – because he's freshman All-American. I said he's first-round pick in 2.5 years, but I said here's the funny thing. He was horrid on Saturday. This is coming off by far his worst game, and I was like, you're not worried about that? I said, I think it's the 13-game grind. Kid's 18 years old, and when you're playing that position, like literally you look over your shoulder, Matt, you're like, damn, there really isn't anybody behind me, and you're going against SEC receivers – every single Saturday, I think that the 13-game grind thing is real for a kid, even as talented as Malachi. What do you think?
I know it is. Yeah, I know it's real. And he played more snaps than any other defender for Georgia this year, from what I understand. I mean, you look at the guys that are tracking the snap count. That's a lot of ball. It's a ton of ball. And he played at a really high level. But there is no way to prepare for that before having done it. And you see it all the time in the NFL, the rookie wall, that's real. And guys that are playing well, and then all of a sudden they just drop off a cliff. Now, oftentimes, especially the really good ones and the franchises that are smart and have been down that road before, they find ways to accommodate that, to at least abbreviate some of their play, give them a chance to try to regroup so that they can finish the season strong. And that could easily be what this, the bowl prep time and a little bit of time away from ball. And, coaches are out recruiting right now, and you're not out there practicing and grinding, and you're getting ready for finals, and you'll get a chance to go home and unplug for a second, not long, I'm sure. And I think that can pay big dividends, especially for the younger guys, like you're pointing out, because you don't get a chance to come up for air. The bye week does not count. It's not long enough. And so because of that, these young guys, it's like you jump in the deep end, and yeah, you're swimming, but you're swimming the whole time. And you're not used to swimming for this long. You're treading water for weeks and weeks and weeks, and there aren't really many off weeks. Even the cupcake week that's in week, 12 or 13, even then, you're out there practicing against guys that are better than what you're going to see on Saturdays anyway, and it's in a competitive environment. That's a grind. That'll wear on you. I think mentally, more so even than physically, as well as Malachi Starks played, this could be really important for him to be able to just kind of circle the airport a little bit, but before you have to get back in there on the field to play and recharge, because he's had a heck of a year. They're going to need him to be good in the next two games, too.
Matt Stinchcomb, Georgia legend, with Chuck and Chernoff on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. I want you to play amateur psychologist, if you could. Why do you sense so much anger or hate or just people bothered that Stetson Bennett is a Heisman finalist?
Because I can read. I mean, you don't have to be a psychologist. I mean, you just read their comments.
Well, no, I get that much. I'm understanding you can read, but why do they have the anger? There you go. Good job. Feinbaum's getting a deep question like that.
No, he didn't. They're all softballs.
Yep.
I will say that I think it's born of people want to or have to be told what to think, and they need to be told what to think emphatically, and they need to be told what to think for a long period of time. And then once that's been done, it's really hard for folks to shift gears. And the truth is, people haven't been told that Stetson Bennett is a Heisman candidate all season long. In fact, it's been other guys, maybe. It's certainly been even other players within the conference. Going into the season, people are like, oh, it's Will Anderson. Will Anderson's an amazing football player. I think he got Defensive Player of the Year. I don't think he deserved it. Not this season. He deserved it last season. He should have been in New York last season, but he wasn't. And I think largely because people weren't told long enough or emphatically enough that Will Anderson Jr. is one of the best football players in college football last year. They just didn't hear it enough, and so he didn't get to go. And I think that's true for Stetson Bennett. And then there's this other kind of either-or false choice scenario that people have imposed on this Heisman Trophy finalist, how they arrived at the finalists, that I don't even understand or I don't think it makes any sense even on the face of it, that somehow Hendon Hooker didn't get to go because Stetson Bennett is going. I don't know. What is that? What informs that position? I've seen a lot of that where Hendon Hooker deserved to go. I agree. He does deserve to go. So does Stetson Bennett. And it's not as if it was, you can only take one from the SEC or whatever. I don't know what it is that they've contrived. But I do think that that's also partly what's informing, some of the vitriol around Stetson Bennett getting to go to New York as a Heisman candidate. And the last thing, too, it'd be nice if we could dispense with, well, he's too old. You can't be serious. That can't be a real thing, right? I mean, have we even looked at the ages of some of the previous winners? I mean, do I have to burp up Chris Winkie? Do we need to do these things? Or do we need to, I mean, does that mean that the majority of the BYU roster, are they not eligible? Because a lot of those guys are like in their early 20s.
Oh, they go on the two-year mission, yeah.
They're done. Yeah, so it's like, so are they disqualified from it? Or do you have to have gone to play baseball? Or what are all these little extra qualifiers that people are, I guess, foisting on this process? I don't know.
Matt, talk as an offensive lineman and maybe as a quarterback staring at this in front of you. You know, I've always talked about Cortez Kennedy. The first time I saw him, I was like, oh, damn, this is different. When you can pressure a quarterback legit from inside, and Matt's talking to Aaron Donald yesterday, there's like five guys I can come up with that are legit pocket crushers at tackle, a legit interior guy. That can be Jalen Carter at the next level, can't it?
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I could think of more. I mean, I'm hoping that, like, with a John Randall being included.
Oh, yeah,
in that,
yeah.
You know, you think about Leroy Glover at his peak. I mean, you're talking about a guy like a Luther Ellis.
Because the quarterback is taught, feel pressure, step up in the pocket. Oh, damn, 6'3", 310.
Yes, and if you can collapse it inside out. Because the thing is, especially on the edges, there are guys that are fast enough to get to the quarterback depth. Now, the dumb ones, right, they'll get beyond the depth, and then now you've lost contain. But the really good rushers, they feel that, and they either counter back inside, or then they go speed to power and try to collapse the edges in. But they don't just run all the way around. But if you can win inside out, that's always best. And you talk to defensive coordinators, and what they will tell you is they'll take their best pass rushers, even defensive ends, and they move them inside on nickel downs or third downs because guards who are in there to move the line of scrimmage in the run game, but also to kind of establish this wall in pass protection so that the quarterback can step up. The New Orleans Saints, their entire protection system philosophy is built on the ability of Drew Brees to hit the bottom of his drop and then press up into the pocket. And they were able to do that phenomenally well. If you don't have that opportunity, and not just in New Orleans, but anywhere else, it's a losing proposition because, as we know, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, and the shortest distance, whether you're under center or in the shotgun, from the quarterback and the nearest defender is the interior rush positions. And those guys, if you can get those guys to win, it unlocks the rest of your pass rush. Jalen Carter, I don't see anybody blocking this guy one-on-one. It just doesn't happen. Now, there might be some circumstances where, you know, he gets his foot caught on the adjacent lineman. There was a snap like that in the LSU game. And then the very next snap, you could tell he was probably a little agitated by that and destroyed the guard in front of him. He beats two and three protectors sometimes. And it's incidental to the play action.
It's like
running.
The offense has to play with 10. When you have to keep in an extra protector, it literally is like you take a player off the field.
Well, and those guys, they're not, you know, there's too much made of the idea that, oh, we'll just double team them. No, you're not. That luxury is not afforded any offense. You can't just say, well, if 88's out there, we're going to double team them. No. You'd have to bastardize all your protection rules. You'd have to audible your play to be able to afford that opportunity. Now, will you keep a back end? Sure. And are you going to maybe be A-gap secure? Maybe. Maybe you do that. But, gosh, what if we run a stunt or twist? Now you've completely negated wherever you assign that back. So it's just it's a problem. That guy, Jalen Carter, is a problem. And I haven't seen anybody with a solution to him yet. When he's healthy – nobody is blocking him.
Stinch, before we let you go, we hear this brought up a lot, that teams save stuff, they don't show anything. Is there stuff Georgia's offense has not shown, or will they put new stuff in with this prep time for Ohio State?
I think they will, and I think there is stuff maybe, you know, that they haven't necessarily shown or emphasized that they've certainly worked on. And, you know, Edie Mitchell got out there. He got out there, he got a target in the red zone, and, he kind of slipped coming out of his break. But he was out there, and I think that's the first time he's been on the field at receiver since the Auburn game. And this extended time, you know, affords a lot of guys to get healthy, to continue to work on their craft, to get a little bit better, to perhaps even emerge. I mean, how many times will we see players that maybe aren't as good early and just come on late? That opportunity is there. You know, we're talking about maybe guys getting rusty and losing or fading towards the end. Well, the inverse is also true, where you've got this slow build, and then all of a sudden it's, what is it, like keep, creep, leap. And next thing you know, that leap happens, and you see it manifested in the postseason. You know, they've had a lot of time. They will have had a long time to continue to develop, you know, 3 games worth of time, 3 weeks worth of time to prep. So I think for sure you'll see not only perhaps not just schematically or from a play call standpoint, but from a personnel standpoint, that there's opportunity for guys to either be reinserted, like an A.D. Mitchell, or others to emerge because they just got better during that bull prep time.
Stinch, you just made the show smarter. Thank you.
Oh, man, fantastic. Check the box.
We'll do it again next week.
Yes, sir. All right, we will.
Unless Paul calls. Hey, we'll talk to you, buddy. Love you.
The sign-off jab. Unbelievable.
There he is, Matt Stinchcomb. I love that dude. Georgia legend, SEC Network, ESPN.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right, you can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.